Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Nick Tatton with the Price Kiwanis. And the Price Kiwanis Club is turning 100 years old this year. And Nick is going to come in here. They've got a great celebration and contest planned for the kids. And we're going to talk all about it. Nick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. These are great things to talk about and really exciting for the kids in the Castle Country area.
This is a lot of fun. And you know what? The Kiwanis, you guys don't look a day over 50.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a few joints in my body that may have been around since the beginning of the Kiwanis Club. I've been involved with this since I was 5-6 years old when my dad was part of it, and he's still part of it. So it's been a lot of fun to be a part of the evolution over time and see some of the changes. But just a couple days ago, January 4th, 2022, the Price Kiwanis Children's Charity turned 100 years old, been serving the community for 100 years. And that's a pretty impressive thing, I think.
That really is. So let's let people know what the Kiwanis Club really is all about. I mean, you guys are really, I think we talked one time that the name of the club is actually Kiwanis Charities for Kids or Children. Is that kind of the way it is?
Price Kiwanis Children's Charities, and we serve the kids in both the Carbon and Emery areas, the Castle Country area. We're real proud about the fundraisers we do. Of course, we do the radio auction every spring out here at the radio station. That's a big fundraiser. We do the duck race up at Schofield during Pleasant Valley days. And all that money gets raised and goes to the benefit of children in the community. Things like scholarships, eyeglasses, hearing aids, educational opportunities, the spelling bees, the history fair, the science fair, a lot of education-oriented things. We do a lot of sports-oriented things with the different groups and sponsor some of the teams. And really just try to make a difference in the lives of the community. Of course, one we're coming off of right now has been the Big Sub for Santa at the end of the year. In the fall of every year, there's Free Kids Day in the park, where every kid in the Castle Country area comes out and has free fun for the day. And so a lot of cool things that go on over time, and real proud of the club getting to be 100 years old.
And I was going to say, you can't forget Kids Day, because I think you guys have just as much fun as the kids do.
You know, it's amazing when you see 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old kids out there having fun. So.
That's right. That's right. So let's talk. You guys have a really fun celebration planned for the whole year, and you're looking for some involvement from the kids of the Castle Valley area.
Absolutely. So to celebrate the 100-year birthday, Kiwanis is asking that all the kids in the Castle Country area age 12 and under consider sending in. We've got a little form. They can get it here at the radio station or online or contact anybody. But we've got a little form you fill out with your name and your address and phone number and your age. And we ask that you submit your comments about Price Kiwanis, what it's done to benefit the community, the kids. Might be a little picture you draw, might be a little story you write, you know, just a little one page, something like that. Little bitty kids might just be like a little scribble on a paper or something, but what we want to do is give away 100 different age-appropriate gift bags of things to different kids over the course of basically the next 100 days, and then we're going to have a big birthday party. Invite all the kids in the community to the birthday party. So we haven't set that date yet, waiting to see how the weather's turning out and a few things like that. But probably down the road in, in the April, early May timeframe, we'll get around to doing that. So really watch for the notices on the 100-year birthday celebration. Participate. There's going to be a lot of prizes, a lot of fun. We'll invite the kids out to a club meeting to present their submission and pick up their gift bags.
And so once again, it's great to get the kids involved in this, because that's what the Kiwanis is all about. And there are people, as you were saying, there are kids out there. You guys do scholarships. You guys do, you know, history fairs and spelling bees and all that. And those are the kind of kids that, you know, have benefited from Kiwanis Charities here in the Carbon County, Emery County area. But it's for all the kids. So if anybody has questions or comments or anything like that, who do they need to get in touch with? What do they need to do?
You know, just get in touch with myself or any of the other Kiwanis Club members in a pinch. Just, call Dave at the radio station and he can put you in touch with any of us. But would also say if there's anyone out there that's interested in being part of the club and being part of the crew that does these activities and things, we're obviously, as with any civic and charitable organization, you know, many hands make light work, and we could always use a little help. And we try to do a lot of work. We work hard, and we try to have a lot of fun doing it. And really, just as long as it benefits the children of the area, we're happy.
Well, and I can attest to the fact for the radio auction. It's like a whirlwind around here when you guys are doing that.
That's coming right up. And
it is. It's right around the corner.
In short order, the planning starts for that, actually.
So we've got that. And once again, if you're out there, if you have a child that, you know, has been touched by Kiwanis Charities, this is going to be a great thing. And they're going to walk away with something really cool.
Going to have a lot of fun, yeah.
All right. So once again, it is the 100th birthday party for the Price Kiwanis Club here in the area. They cover Carbon and Emery counties. They do so many things, so many great things for children's charities. And so, Nick, I'm just going to kind of let you wrap up, and we're going to send it home with this. If you want to just kind of run down one more time what kind of things you're looking for.
Sure. For the 100-year birthday celebration, we'd ask the kids 12 and under in the Castle Country area to submit a form that we've made, along with a little note or a poem, a picture they've colored, something of that nature, indicating why they think Kiwanis has helped out the kids of the community. We'll select those and provide age-appropriate gift bags full of prizes on a weekly basis for over the next 100 days, about 3 months or so. Then we're going to have a big Christmas party. We're going to have a big birthday party celebrating the 100 years and invite all the kids in the community out to help us celebrate. So thanks for having me out and helping spread the word.
Can't think of a better way to have a better time with better people. How's that?
There you go, my friend.
All right. That's Nick Tatton with Price City Kiwanis International, 100 years old this year. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.